Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today, the baptism of our Lord Jesus, is our gospel reading, Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. But I'm going to focus on verses 16 through 17. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I am is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with fire that never goes out." This is the gospel of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Clean, clear, and burn. John the Baptist was to begin this process, clearing away a path to the promised one. Remember Noah? The flood? Just like that. Clean and clear. All the sin, evil, away. But Noah and his family still were sinners afterwards. Yes, most definitely. And so are we. The flood only began that which is a lifelong washing, removal of sin. John the Baptist began with a baptism of repentance, cleaning and clearing away erroneous ideas, wrong directions, and roadblocks, anything that got in the way of us getting to Jesus. And the people came up and out, still sinners. Yes, but baptism was not the end. It was the beginning of a new life, a life of repentance, a daily coming to Jesus. Remember Moses in the Red Sea? Just like that. Clean and clear away. Pharaoh and his army that was keeping them from the promised land, keeping them from heading in the right direction. Heading towards Jesus. Jesus alone is the promised land. Wherever he is, there is his kingdom. That is where we are to be. John the Baptist pointed to those who would not go through the water, who would not enter the ark, who would not come out of Egypt and cross over the dry seabed. John called them lost, dead, evil, full of sin. John used God's word to separate those who repented from those who did not. Be prepared. He prepared the way with a knife, with the sharpest of God's word. Some say he was mean and uncaring, unloving, judgmental. Parents, how loud do you yell? How mad do you get? How severe do you become when your child is doing something near to something that would kill them? How much more if they are not listening? Is that being judgmental? Yes. Is that being mean and uncaring? No. Unloving? No. Just the opposite, in fact. If we do not get turned around, if we are not repentant, if we are not washed daily, we will die here and eternally. The rabid bear must be put down. Our sin nature has to be killed. It cannot be rehabilitated. If not, it will kill us. And that, those sin-ridden carcasses have to be burned up. Water and then fire, or it is only fire. John and Jesus, the church and Jesus, words and water and then fire. Separation. Jesus has his winnowing fork in his hand. It has begun. Cleaning. Baptismal waters have flowed from that day forward out from Jesus, our spiritual rock in the desert, making pure. The Holy Spirit has been sent. He is here. He has ignited his fire in and among you. You all. Of this has taken place. here. And so here we stand, still dripping, facing Jesus, and the fire begins. And the fire will burn all of creation. Now, if only the old nature is left, then it will keep burning with an unquenchable fire. But if there is a real life under that ever-flowing fountain, we are covered. If we are still moist, wet behind the ears, that will be what remains. That grain, that seed of eternity, that will be the seed that becomes all of us. Our old nature will go, then the new will flower into everlasting life. That new life, we will walk into the promised land. Yes, we will have passed through water and fire, up and out, meeting the multitudes gathered there, gathered together into his house of healing, his barn of plenty, his Father's house, where he has prepared a feast in our honor. Yet this glow will not fade as it did for Moses, all because he no longer hides his face from us. No, we will be then always face to face, in his bright presence and able to stand it. It will no longer cause us to shy away, to make us want to cover our eyes. We will be enveloped in his glory, that Shekinah glory that made the mountains smoke, that lit stars afire, that which blinded St. Paul on the road to Damascus. That light that has not one shadow, not one place that it does not reach. But we will not fall to the ground as St. Paul did, other than maybe in praise and worship. But he will come and lift us up. And so, arm in arm, we will walk, basking in that warmth, that summer palace of life of the King, where there is never night, in this, our new home. Did you know that there will no longer be need of a sun? No, he will be the light forever in those undying lands. And we will add to it, as Jesus reflects the Father's light, we will reflect Jesus' Spirit's fire. We will have his glory shining brighter than the sun, permanently, forever. Do you know that on that day, that endless day, the Father will say to us what he said to Jesus? You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. He will, because we are, he in us and we in him. Even now, this is true, even now there is light, his light in us. Even now he has given us his food, his drink, making that new life grow in us. The proof is in the word. The evidence is in the water. The strength is in the bread and wine. Yes, the Spirit has come down upon you and remains, lighting our way home, guiding, teaching, speaking those same creation and now new creation words. The fact is, it has happened in this creation. And to you, yes, in your life. The truth is, it has begun, and we will come, and it will come to pass in all its described glory. Each day dawns a little brighter. The fire is being stoked even more. The heavens are about to be ripped open for the last time, never to be hidden again. That day, all of the darkness will be burned up, with all its evil that has birthed it. He will not wait long. Jesus is coming. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.